The epigraph for this poem is from Ortega y Gasset, and it goes, "Life which does not give the preference to any other life of any previous period, which therefore prefers its own existence." And the poem is Walt Whitman at Bear Mountain. "Neither on horseback nor seated, but like himself, squarely on 2 feet, the poet of death and lilacs loafs by the footpath. Even the bronze looks alive where it is folded like cloth, and he seems friendly. Where is the Mississippi panorama and the girl who played the piano? Where are you, Walt? The open road goes to the used car lot. Where is the nation you promised? These houses built of wood sustain colossal snows, and the light above the street is sick to death. As for the people, see how they neglect you. Only a poet pauses to read the inscription. I am here, he answered. It seems you have found me out. Yet, did I not warn you that it was myself I advertised? Were my words not sufficiently plain? I gave no prescriptions, and those who have taken my moods for prophecies mistake the matter." Then, vastly amused, "Why do you reproach me? I freely confess I am wholly disreputable, yet I am happy because you have found me out. A crocodile in wrinkled metal loafing. Then all the realtors, pickpockets, salesmen, and the actors performing official scenarios turned a deaf ear, for they had contracted American dreams. But the man who keeps a store on a lonely road, and the housewife who knows she's dumb, and the earth are relieved. All that grave weight of America canceled, like Greece and Rome, the future in ruins, the castles, the prisons, the cathedrals unbuilding, and roses blossoming from the stones that are not there. The clouds are lifting from the high Sierras, the bay mists clearing, and the angel in the gate, the flowering plum, dances like Italy, imagining red